This vest that I have on weighs 40 pounds. If you'd like, you can go to a sports authority and they'll sell you one. Okay? And it's something, you know, to think that I walked around with this on. I've lost 43 pounds, you know, since Mother's Day. So, and that's not, oh, look at me, I've lost. That's not the point. The point is, it's something to carry when we have to. Okay? It's amazing what we can carry when we have to. We need to get that mic, Charles. If you'll move that mic, buddy. Thank you. Just out that way somewhere. I'd do it, but I'm sort of tied up right here. But anyway, it's amazing what you can carry. You can keep carrying the load that's on you if you want to, okay? Or you can listen today. Wow, what if the stool's going to break? Well, when I had the other 40, I didn't worry about the stool, did I? Why am I worried now? Anyway, I think I'm okay on this one. Be up here. She's going to help me, okay? And there's a good chance you're going to need somebody to help you unload some weights in your life and some struggles that you're going through. But anyway, I'll do this message today with this vest on. We're calling it U-Haul. Say that with me. U-Haul. I just don't have the, I just can't move around like I can without this on me. I mean, this is crazy. I just don't have the energy for some strange reason. Amen? But we're going to go with the message this morning. We've looked so far that you all have your own personal responsibility. You have a pack on your back, and it's yours, Jack or Jill. Okay? Don't expect me to carry your bag. All right? But sometimes, we get weighted down, and this, you know, some of it's put on us ourselves, and we're not able to get it off, and we don't know how to get it off. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to give you some tips out of the Word of God, how you can get rid of some junk. Amen? That's in your trunk or unloading your trunk of junk today. Amen? Y'all cool so far? Say, I can't even lift my arms like this. This is crazy. I put this on the other day at the store and I was walking around and started sweating and, you know, just acting all weird and everything. So I think the stool's going to help me this morning. Let's try it. Unloading my trunk of junk. Can you say that with me? Unloading my trunk of junk. That's what we're talking about today. How do I do that? That's what I want to do. I'll unload some stuff in my life. So keep moving, Raj. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through verse 27. The Bible says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run what?" Help me now. "But one receives the prize. So what? Run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air." Say this part with me. "But I keep under my and bring it into," keep going, "lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a" what? Say that word with me again. "Cast away." One more time. "Cast away." Now that's our key to our message today. Remember that statement, okay? Cast away. From the word cast away, we see the word cast. Okay? What does the word cast mean? Now, you need to know this. If you're going to unload all this stuff, and buddy, I have got pockets full of stuff. It's on my back, and it's double-barreled. It ain't just one. There's one behind that one, and it's both sides, and it's heavy. And how can I run this race for Christ if I got this mess on me, okay, in my life? All right? I don't want to be a castaway. All right? Y'all listening? So, what does the word cast mean? Say it with me. It means to what? One more time. It means to what? So, cast away then means to throw away, right? Need to get rid of some mess. Keep going, right? We need to throw away. Okay? We need to throw away, cast away some junk, because if we don't, we're going to become a what? We're going to become a castaway. So we've got to learn to do this. And we're going to give you four statements today. And here's the deal. Every one of them starts with cast. Okay? Say that with me. Cast. So if you ever get, you know, sort of screwed up and you're, oh my gosh, what do I do? Here it is. Say it with me. Cast. And you got to just remember the four little words that go with it. And that's our message today. All right? We need to throw away or cast away some junk, because if we don't, we're going to become a throwaway. How many of you saw the movie with Tom Hanks, Cast Away? Remember his little ball he had? Say. You don't want that to be you? Say. You want that to be you? You keep this weight on you, the junk in your life, the stress, the mess is screwing you up. And I tell you what, here's what you're going to be. You're going to be alone. You're going to be destitute. You're going to be isolated. You know, you're going to be useless. Okay? Oh, no, you can carry it. You can keep carrying it. But it's weighing you down and it's slowly killing you. Okay? Are y'all connecting all so far? Say. Okay, you understand we're not talking about physical weight? Hey, but if you lose some weight in the process, good. Amen? Do it. Here we go. So the word cast means to throw away. Okay? But the word cast also means something else. Look at it. It means formed in a what? Say it with me now. It means formed in a mold, a cast. Okay? To cast something, to put a cast on something. You know? So what's the point? Here's the point. Some things in our life need to be thrown away because if they're not, they will become what in our life? Permanent what? Molds. You know somebody, something bad happened to them one time and it just got on them and it marked them for the rest of their life. They carried it. It ate away at them. It became them and they became it. You hearing me say? So cast means to throw away, but cast also means something formed in a mold. If I don't throw away some things in my life, if I don't cast away some things in my life, they're going to become permanent molds on me. And you know what? Old Clark's going to have to carry them around the rest of his life. And it gets heavy, man. I mean, to think this weighs 40 pounds and that Mother's Day, I was carrying this. It's crazy. My back's killing me. How many of you remember me saying I got a bad back? It still hurts right now. But you know what? You don't hear me saying that as much, do you? Say. It's amazing when you get just physical weight off of you. How can you imagine if you get some of this emotional, mental junk that you're carrying, get it out of your trunk? How much better you can that you can function? How much better you can run? How much better you can fight the enemy, the adversary? You're not just beating the air anymore? Amen? So that's what we're talking about today. Casting away some stuff. So how can I not become a castaway? How can I not become a castaway? Here's the answer. I've got to do some what? Casting? Say it with me again. I've got to do some casting away. How can I not become a castaway? How can I not become loaded down to where I can't function? How can I, you know, every time I get around people, this comes up and it's always this and I'm just carrying this everywhere I go. How can I get rid of it? Are y'all hearing me or not? We got to unload some mess. Amen? And I went through my Bible. And I was very interested in this subject. And I thought, boy, what, you know? And that's where I came up with the word cast. I looked at different words in the Bible. Burdens, different words that might, you know, relate to the message. And I came across this one word, cast. And that's really what I'm talking about today. Unloading. If you want to know what the word unload is, it's that word cast. Getting rid of something, throwing something. You cast a fishing line. What does that mean? You throw it out. And that's what you need to do. So I've come up with four thoughts from the Scriptures. It has the word cast in it. The word cast is, for the most part, it's right there in your, it's in your Bible. Right there. So let's look at them. So how do I unload my trunk of junk? And here we go. And I'm going to be getting rid of some of this mess. Aren't you glad? I'm going to get rid of some of this stuff today. I'm going to unload some of this mess. I'm going to be able to move it, but I can't move right now. I'm hurting. All my shoulders hurt. Right now, Daisy, you try this on. You have to think we'll let you wear it. You got your own 40. Oh, you're funny. Here we go. Anyway, my shoulders hurt. My back hurts. I feel weird. I can't move like, you know. I want to unload this mess. So let's shed it this morning. Number one. Here we go. Say that with me. This is the first thing you got to do. Say it with me. Cast down. Say it again. Cast down. I'm going to give you four of them. Is this that hard or what? The words you got to remember all the time. What's the one word that never changes? It's the word cast. Okay. I promise you, I think no word is more than four letters. Okay? So you can write them down, but it might be good just you to listen to me. Get them forever etched in your mind. Here you go. So number one, cast what? Help me now, like the Ten Commandments video we did. Come on, here we go. Cast what? Down. That's number one. Let's see what the Bible says. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Say this with me. Casting down what? Imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When I started this message, I thought that I would, writing it and stuff, I thought I'd be talking about some specific things I wanted you to get rid of. You know, like get rid of unforgiveness, get rid of this, get rid of that. But you know what? As I was reading my Bible, I came across some just general principles that I think will work for whatever your problem is. Okay? So that's where we're putting a message today. Number one is cast down imaginations. Would you say that with me? Cast down, and what are we casting down? Imaginations. One more time. Cast down what? How many of your mind gets you in trouble? Come on, talk to me. I'm talking about your mind, not so much that you're thinking, you know, maybe lustful thoughts or something like that. I'm talking about your mind. You use your own mind to destroy yourself. How many does that? Say. Your own mind. Well, we need to work on that. All right? So how am I going to do that? I need to lose some of that weight. My own head screwing me up. Okay? I got to cast down my what? Imagination. Or any high thing that exalts itself against God and the knowledge of God. So let's talk imagination mess. It's mental walls of resistance. Mental walls of resistance. I need to cast down mental walls of resistance in my mind. What am I saying? Pop it up. Here's what I'm saying. I need to cast down reasoning opposed to the truth of God's Word. There are things I think in my mind that you think in your mind that the Word of God clearly says we ought not think that way. Is that true? Yes or no? And how is it going to happen? Well, maybe if I just keep talking about everybody, it'll go away. It's growing. It's just sucking itself to you like a tick, a blood-sucking tick. You hearing me? And that tick's on your back. All right? Listen, we got to cast that sucker down. It's reasoning opposed to the truth of God's Word. It's high-minded attitudes so often that make us think we know more than we really do. Now, what am I talking about today? I'm talking about if we're going to cast away junk in our life and stuff in our life, then we've got to realize there's an authority. And you know who the authority is? God. You know what His book on the authority stuff is called? It's called the what? The Bible. You and I have been taught, we're creatures of habit, we're creatures of somebody teaching us something else. We've been taught a lot of stuff that's not right. It's inside of us. We'll see something in God's Word, but something we've been taught fights against us. And so we have struggles in our Christian life to live for the Lord, to trust the Lord, to follow the Lord, to believe in the Lord when these tough things come our way, because we got our mind sort of screwed up. We got to cast down anything in our mind that's ever been put there that exalts itself against the authority of God's Word. Y'all hearing me? That's what we're talking about. Got to cast it down. Romans 1 says this, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful to God. And that's what we are sometimes. We get this burden on us, we're ungrateful. We start focusing on our problems. Why can I talk like this? Because I'm the expert in the building on this stuff. What? Being ungrateful. Focusing on my problem instead of the solution. Focusing on my problems instead of the blessing. You know? And that's what they did here. They didn't glorify God. They weren't thankful to God. They became vain in their what? Isn't it hard to praise Jesus Christ and to glorify God and at the same time think about the crappy life you got? Say, yes or no? Oh, it's hard. Praise Jesus. Crappy life. It's hard to do it. So what do? We don't cast down that vain imagination. Rather, we exalt it. And it screws us up. We've got to lose that. We've got to cast that off of us. They became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was what? Darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, act like they know all the answers, they became what? Fools. This is terrible. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Amen? So we've got to cast down mental walls of resistance. I don't know if you struggle like I do sometimes. I know this is right. I know I'm blessed. I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know all things work together for good. My mama shoved that down my throat. I know. But I forget. I don't do it. I fall prey to this negative thinking. Y'all listening? I got to cast that down. That's what the Bible says. So cast what? Down. Help me now. Cast what? Down. Imaginations. I am to bring every thought into captivity to the knowledge of Christ. I don't let something exalt in my mind that's above Jesus. Nothing's above Jesus. Nothing you do to me, nothing I've gone through, nothing I can't make. I can do all things through Him. But that's going to take action, though. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to keep reasoning, you want to keep arguing with God's Word, fine, keep your mess on you. You've got to submit yourself to the authority of God's Word. You've got to say, I am wrong. I'm willing to take my head and just let God's Word get in my head, and where God's Word says this and my mind says this, I'm going with God's Word. I'm going to settle it on the book. I'm going to believe that way. Amen? I'm telling you. So many of us feel useless because we were taught we came from nothing. We came from a big bang. We came from primordial soup. Our ancestors are monkeys. God doesn't care. God doesn't love us. There is no God. That's what we're taught. You know what? That's pathetic teaching. It's horrible. It's wrong. It's insane. And you got to fight against that. You hearing me say? You are loved. You're cherished. God had one Son, Jesus Christ. He gave His one and only Son to come to this earth to die for you. That's how much you matter. You care. God cares for you. Okay? You hearing me? Cast down imaginations. So let's lose some weight. Here we go, honey. Help me. I'm going to lose some weight. You want to get rid of some junk? I want to get rid of some junk. Here. I need help. I'm dying here. I've been looking forward to getting this. There's one. What am I getting rid of? I'm losing the attitude. Gosh, that's a hard one. Shoot, it's going to take more than just two or three for that one. Oh, man, here we go. Take some from this side. How many have I got? It's going to take at least six of them for me to lose my attitude. At least, she says. Wow. I got to lose the attitude. What attitude? Bad attitude. I'm picked on. I'm putting them on Jesus. Are y'all listening? Say, He can handle the weight. He can carry the load. Wait a minute, honey. I need to lose something else. I need to say yes, sir, to what God's Word says, not what Gary says. Okay? You want to lose some junk? Here we go. Say yes to what God's Word says, not to what you say. Okay? That's good for six, I'd say, wouldn't you? Say. Come on. God, help me here. Amen. This is heavy. This is very difficult. I'm sweating like a pig. Here we go. Here we go. How are we doing? How many? I got to do what? Say yes, sir, to God's Word. Yes, sir. Okay. Here we go. They're not cigars. Your lips would fall off. Here we go. Yeah, they're half-pound weights. There we go. So far, I got rid of three. I got six and six, and they're 3 pounds. Okay, so six, that's great, isn't it? Isn't that cool? Each one's a half a pound. Each point represents 3 pounds. Okay? It takes six little weights. So, yes, sir, to what God's Word says. How do I cast down my imaginations? Okay? I lose the attitude. What? Whoa! It's all right. It's on Jesus. He can handle it. It's almost on Joy, but we want to put it back on Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Watch that. I don't think they made it to do this. It's Sports Authority. I've got to say yes to what God's Word said. Then don't lose me. Hang in here with me. Here we go. Number three, I'm going to lose some more weight. Be ready to stand against your own crazy thinking. Say that with me. Be ready to stand against your own crazy. How many would agree? It's usually your own crazy thinking that does you in. It's not somebody else's crazy thinking that does you in. Isn't that the truth? I can't believe you did me in because you're thinking crazy. No, I'm doing myself in because I'm thinking crazy. So I need to stand against. Come on, let's get rid of some more stuff. How about you get some? You get some off. Help me. Since you have to put up with the crazy thinking. I got to get six of them off because you should probably take 20 off for that one. Crazy. How many did you get? Have you got any off? Why does it feel as heavy as it always did? How many you got? Six. Wow. Are y'all okay? Anyway, number one. Let's go with point number two. You all right? You can put them sideways. Okay, here we go. Just stick to your job. Here we go. Number two. So number one is cast what? Down. If I'm going to get rid of junk in my life, junk that's hanging on to me, junk that's killing me, junk that's making me not even a pleasure to be around. Okay? Then I got to cast down what? My imagination. Cast it down. Cast it down. Number two, cast out. Would you say that with me? Cast what? So number one is cast. Number two is cast. Number one is cast. Number two is cast. Number two, cast out. Here we go. Little story you see in Luke 5, I came across again. I love this little story. Here's how it goes. Jesus was there by the Sea of Galilee. It came to pass as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee. He saw two ships or two boats that were standing on the Sea of Galilee, or the lake of the Lord, they call it. But the fishermen were gone out of them. They were over there washing their nets. That's what good fishermen do after they get done. They wash their nets. He entered into one of their boats, which was Simon Peter's, and he prayed him. He didn't pray to him. It just means he asked him permission that he would be able to use his boat, and if he would thrust that boat out a little from land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of his ship. So y'all got the story so far? Cast out. Now when he had left speaking, when Jesus had left talking and doing what he wanted to do, listen, hello? Okay. Answer the phone. Here we go. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, listen, launch out into the what? Say it with me. Launch out into the deep. What do you think that word launch means? Cast. That's our word right there. Cast out into the what? Push that boat on out a little. You know, you're out there a little bit. Now I want you to launch out into the deep and let your nets down. Launch out into the deep. So the second point this morning is if we're going to get rid of junk in our life, junk that's holding us down, this is really important, and it dovetails with point number one. It's so important. I've got to cast out into the deep. Say that with me. I've got to cast out into the deep. Number one, I've got to cast down what? Imagination. Crazy things. Crazy thinking. My own crazy thinking. Number two, I got, you know, God's Word's got to be my authority. Not fight God's Word. Well, you don't care for me. You don't love me. You hate me. Why would you let this happen to me? You got to knock the snot out of that stuff in your head. Stop it. All right? Bring your thoughts captive to the knowledge of Christ. And then you got to cast out into the deep. What do we mean by that? By faith, do what Jesus says do. See, Simon Peter, that's what he did. He was a fisherman. The fish at the Sea of Galilee bite at night. They don't bite during the daytime. They were done fishing. They had fished all night. They were washing their nets. They were done. Jesus is not a fisherman. He's a rabbi. Makes no sense. Get on my boat. Yeah, you can use it to talk and everything. But you didn't tell us we're going to be like dumb people fishing in the middle of the day. That's stupid. And it really was stupid. It was stupid if Jesus wasn't on board. Amen. If Jesus is in something or if Jesus says something, you can believe it. You hearing me or not? You need to take that to the bank. You need to cast out into the deep. What I mean, by faith, do what Jesus says do. By faith, as you cast down your imagination, then you cast out into the deep. And as you learn more and more and more about Jesus Christ and what He says in the Word, you do it. You do it. And you're going to see, how many have done that in your life? You're not bragging, but you're saying, Pastor, I was weighted down, I was loaded up, just like you're talking about, and I did that in my life, and I watched myself get free of so many things in my life. Can you just testify to the people in this room today? That's what I'm talking about this morning. Y'all hearing me? So casting out into the deep. So what did Simon do when the crazy preacher man told him to go? He'd just washed his nets, had been fishing all night, they were war slap out. And plus all the people on shore, they're all listening to Jesus, and now they're going to watch these crazy people going fish during the daytime. That's nuts. You know, and sometimes people will think you're nuts for following the Lord. Well, you let them go ahead and live their life. Amen. You got the baggage. Amen. We got to get it off of you. So Simon answered and him said, Master, I mean, you know, he tried to talk to him a little bit. He said, look, we've toiled all night and we ain't caught nothing. What is he saying? We've been fishing all night and, you know, we fishermen.
And I don't doubt he showed him the nets are all washed and everything. How many like to go fishing, wash everything, and then you go and just dirty it all up right away? I don't want to do that, do you? I'm wore out. And that's how they were. And so he said, we've toiled all night, we've taken nothing. But will you say that last line with me? Say it with me. Nevertheless, at your word, I... Help me now. Nevertheless, at your... I will... See, that's following Jesus by faith. That's casting out into the deep. I'm not saying that you don't have problems. I'm not saying your struggles aren't real. What I am saying is this. Here's the answer. Follow Christ. You pull down cast down those imaginations and start to, by faith, cast out into the deep. Doing what God's Word says. You are loved. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things do work together for good. He cares for you. You're not forsaken. I am not alone. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen? Are you hearing me? That's casting out into that deep. And other people will say you're crazy. Other people will say you should get mad. Maybe retaliate. Maybe leave. But you know what? You say, you know what? Regardless of what the situation might be, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. Say that with me. I'm going to follow Jesus. He says, nevertheless, at your word I will. And then look what happened. And when they had done what Jesus said, even though it was the wrong time of day, and you can never catch them because they're not in the shallows like they normally are. They're out in the deep. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. The fish are never out there. If you know the fishing around the Sea of Galilee, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net did what? Broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, come on and help us. And they came and they filled both ships so that they both began to what? Sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he knew what was in his heart. He knew he thought he was crazy. What he was saying was it's like a lunatic. You can't do this. And he knew about his pride that he had in his heart. All these people thought he was stupid for casting his net out. You know? And he saw all these fish caught. And he said, he fell down at Jesus' knees. Say this part with me. Depart from me. Help me. For I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen? Now let's look this morning. Here we go. You want to throw away some junk? Number one, we do what? Cast what? Down. Imaginations. Whew. Number two, cast what? Out into the what? That means by faith do what Jesus says do. So I got to cast down my imaginations. I got to cast out into the deep. You don't throw away some junk? I need some help. Here we go. Number one, say it with me. You don't throw away some junk? Here we go. By faith, do what Jesus says do. I want you to think about the thing that's weighing you down right now. Is Jesus happy with it? Yes or no? Is Jesus happy with the thing that's weighing you down? Say, is he glad about you? How many more you need? I need six at least. Please. Is Jesus glad with you mulling that over in your mind? Okay? Listen. Is he glad that you've said you don't care about me, God? You think he's happy about that? Say, no. All right? You think he would be happier if you went ahead and took that net and threw that net out there? Yes or no? Sure he would. By faith, do what Jesus says do. I don't feel like forgiving him. Do what who says do? Jesus says do. I don't feel like it. Can't do it. So you're just going to keep thinking about how bad you've been hurt. That's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to keep thinking about how bad I've been hurt. I've been hurt, I've been hurt, I've been hurt, I've been hurt. And you haven't. But we're talking about you here. We're talking about getting some of this off you. That's who I'm concerned with right now. Amen? So by faith, do what Jesus says do. Put him to the test. Put him to the test. And see if you don't do the things that he says do, even though they're hard, even though your family will say you're crazy, why don't you go ahead and do what he says do? Why don't you try him? Amen? Say. And lose some of that stuff. Follow him. Here's something else we need to do. Fall down at Jesus' feet. I'm hurting. It's heavy. I hate it. My life sucks. Excuse me. I don't usually say that word. Listen to me. Worship Him anyway. Are you hearing me say? Worship Him anyway. Say it with me. Worship Him anyway. It's tough though, ain't it? Say, come on. It's hard, man. You know? And sometimes people hurt you and things you go through, they say they're Christians. You know? That hurts, doesn't it? But you know what? It's interesting that Peter didn't say, they're sinful people, O Lord. What did Peter say? I'm a sinful man, O Lord. See, this is about your load. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. I'm going to do what you said do. And then when I see you work in my life, and that's the beauty of casting out into the deep. That's the beauty. You'll start to see that His Word's true. You know, that's when you'll really start going, I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Who was I to think this way about you and against you, and you didn't care for me, or whatever your thought pattern might be. And you fall down and worship Him. Here's the third thing. One, get rid of some junk. Say that. That is the third one. Remember, say it. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. I got to lose some weight on that one. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Most of the times, we carry the junk in our life, and it's so much easier to carry if you can point the finger at somebody else. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying easier to carry. It's harder to get rid of. It's harder to get rid of the junk in your life if you're pointing the finger at somebody else. You feel better because you get to vent. You know? But it's so hard to lose that weight that's holding you down when you're pointing the finger at other people. You know, exercise humility. Exercise, you'll lose weight. Exercise humility. Say, I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Okay, instead of that person that hurt me, or instead of, you know, I can't believe they downsized and I lost my job, or whatever. Okay? Are y'all getting a message off that look like a lunatic sermon today? A little both. Somebody said both. Unloading my trunk of junk. So number one, let's get it down so I don't become a castaway. I got to do some casting away. Number one, I cast what? Down. Imaginations. I cast out into the deep. What's that mean? Remember the story. Do what Jesus says do. Even if it sounds like a crazy person. Amen? Do it. Why? Because He said do it. What part of it? He's God. We ain't. Do what God says. Okay, and you're going to start... Hey, I'm starting to feel better already. I am. I think I can handle this a little better now. But we're not done. Number three, here we go. Cast what? Off. And we'll go through this one quickly. Cast what? Let's review. Cast down, cast out, cast. One more time. Cast, cast, cast. This is all to help you get junk out of your life. It's just from the Bible. Cast down, cast, cast off what? Romans 13. Knowing that the time, that now it's high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night's far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore, say it with me, cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the what? Armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So number one was cast what? Down. Number two is cast out. Number three is cast off. Cast off what? Say it with me. The works of darkness. Cast off the works of darkness. Okay? What am I talking about? These three points will make the point for me. Cast off the works of darkness. You want to unload mess in your life that's sticking to you? You need to live for Jesus Christ. You listening? You need to repent. You need to say, you know, I've screwed up. I've done wrong. I did it. It's so cool to carry all your junk And I think a lot of times we carry our junk so that these things that we're carrying, people maybe did a lot of this to us, and it keeps us from really dealing with us. With my sin, my mess, my stuff. Amen? Come on. It's hard to preach. Here we go. Y'all listening? Hang in here. It's good for us to remember to cut those cell phones off. Amen? Say that with me. Cut those cell phones. Cast off the works of darkness. Say, you think Satan likes this message, yes or no? I don't think he likes this message, do you? If it gets you freed up, run, you think he wants you to be able to do that? No. Cast off the works of darkness. Cast off sin in your life. Things that's been sucking itself to you your whole life. I can't carry it. I can't quit. I've been doing it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Does the Bible say I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus? Yes or no? Does it tell me old things are passed away? Yes or no? Does it tell me all things are become new? Yes or no? It does. Okay? I can do this. I do not have to be the way I've always been. Okay? But if I can keep my junk on me and make myself feel sorry for me and how bad I got it, well, then maybe I can just keep living this way. But I tell you what, you start to get some of this off of you, and I'm going to tell you what, your excuses are going to fly out the window. Why ain't you ain't been dealing with the mess in your own life? Amen? Cast off works of darkness. Wouldn't it be nice if I could blame all this on somebody else? Say, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't it be great? Just take them out and my life would be happy, right? That's not reality. Part of it's me. And if I'm going to get any of this off, it's just going to really take me. But ain't me alone. I've got God. I can do it. I got to cast off some works of darkness. What I mean is, wake up. Say that with me. Wake up. The night's far spent. The day is at hand. Jesus Christ could return today. That's how you cast off works of darkness. If I can put him off in Neverland where he's never coming again, or if I can act like I'm going to live forever so I don't have to worry about it. That's not reality. People die every day. People die all week. I was reading a paper last week, and three or four of the people that died, all of them were younger than me. You're not going to live forever. Jesus Christ could return again. You could be him. Wake up! That'll help you get rid of some of this. Wake up! Look at the second one. Say that with me. Clean up. Clean up. Let's therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let's put on the armor of light. But don't be dirty when Jesus comes. Let that be your thinking. He could come today. Or I could. This could be the old home to be with Jesus. Why am I being a lunatic and still holding on to this mess, this sin in my life? I'm still doing this. It's evil. It's not right. I need it to get off of me. Y'all listening or not? He could come today or I could go see him today. Keep that thought. Clean up. And number three, say it with me. Grow up. Grow up. Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means become more like Jesus. Become more like Jesus Christ every day. And as you do that, you're going to find your strides getting better. Amen? You're going to start to find, wow, man, I've really lost some weight here. Amen? What did Jesus say? Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Okay? He said this. You'll find rest for your souls. And then he says, my yoke is what? Easy. That's his authority. Doesn't mean that he's not over your life. He is. But he says, you'll find out that my authority in your life is a whole lot easier than you living your life carrying your mess like you're doing. I can help you with that. My yoke is easy and my burden is what? Light. I've already been loosening up here. Okay? So, how do I get rid of some junk? Let's do it. Let's take some. How about off the back? How about it? Want to throw away some junk? Say it with me. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm running late, ain't I, Raj? Sorry, buddy. I'm trying. Everything's on tape, so we're running. When I get running late, that's bad. Oh, it ain't going to take that long, Lord, helping us. Amen. Want to throw away some junk? Say it with me. Wake up. Jesus could come today. I could go see him. You want to get rid of some junk? Do you want to carry that depression, that anger, that resentment maybe that you're carrying right now? Do you want to carry? Is that how you want to meet Jesus? Say, hi, Jesus. Oh, you're the one that's been so angry. And I was there to help you. And you wouldn't listen. I bet you're wore out, aren't you? You had 20 years more. But guess what? You're dead. You let that stress kill you. And I was right there to help you. I was right there to help you. Okay? Look at the next one. Clean up. Let's get some more. Clean up. Clean up. What's that mean? Deal with the mess. Like, clean it up. Start thinking this way. I could die today. Think this way. Jesus could come today. That's how you cast off the works of death. You'll never cast off anything if you think you're going to live forever. You're never going to cast off anything if you never think you're going to stand accountable to someone one day. You are. Amen? Did we get six? That's cool. It's amazing when you start taking these out, they're not as tight and they come off easier. Start taking some, it's pretty cool, huh?
I want to be angry. I want to be down. I want to be all screwed up.
Have a happy life. Jesus Christ came to give you life and to give it to you more what? Abundantly. That's what he said. Amen? You think he wants you to carry all this mess around the rest of your life? No! Wake up, clean up, what? Grow up. So number one, cast down. Number two, cast out. Number three, cast off. Number one, cast. Number three, cast. Got it? Number four. Aren't you glad there's not nine? Here we go. Number four. Here we go. How do I get rid of this junk in my trunk or clean my trunk from this junk? Amen? How do I do it? I think we've seen some help so far. Here's the last one. It's one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Oh, you need to know it. You need to write it down. You need to memorize it. One of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Here it is, coming your way. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for... Let's say together. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for... One more time. Casting all your care upon... For He cares for... Well, so what's number four? Cast on. So let's review. Cast down, cast out, cast off, cast on. Like the children's song. Here we go. Cast down, cast out, cast off, cast on. We could do that in little kid school. Amen? Here we go. Pretty simple, isn't it? Cast on what? Cast on Jesus all your care. That verse says casting all your care upon Him. You know what the word care means? The literal word is anxiety. Casting all your anxiousness. How many, be honest with me, you carry a lot of anxiousness? Stress, anxious. You just got that kind of... Did you know you can cast that on Jesus? Did you know He says, let me have that. I can handle it. What is anxiety? Worry, stress, fear, insecurity, pain, hurt. Leave that right there. If you ever want to know who Gary is, this is Gary. Worry, stress, fear, insecurity, pain, hurt. How far have I put on the screen? That's me. That's me. That's me. And that's the way I if I'm going to be this way, you know, if I got this, it's just something I've had to learn to do, and I'm not real good at it all the time. Because since I tend to do this, this is my answer. This is what I have to do. Amen? You're no different than me. If I'm going to get rid of this, deal with this in my life, I have to put that on Jesus. You have to do that. Isn't it good He said He wanted you to do that, though? Isn't that cool? Say, I'm the kind of person that thinks I've got to haul it. I am. I talked to y'all about the backpack on my back. I don't mind my backpack on my back. I'm glad to carry my backpack. You know the last week's message? I'm supposed to also help other people. Did you know what? I don't mind helping other people. I like helping other people. And you know what? If they're really all screwed up, I do pretty good with them. Yeah. My problem is the casting off. And the casting on Jesus. I used to think this. I didn't pray a lot. And I used to think this way. I don't want to bother him. He's got so much to do. And I was a preacher. How stupid is that? It's stupidity. What does Jesus do? We learned it not long ago. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, making what? Intercession for us. That's what he does. So you're an idiot, and I'm an idiot when we think that way. I'm also an idiot when I carry my own load like this. My stuff that I don't need to have to carry that I can put on him. Amen? Let's look at it. Jesus Christ cares for me. Would you say that? Jesus Christ cares for me. Keep looking. You want to throw away some junk? Here we go. We're going to get rid of it. Wow, this is going to be great. This is beautiful. I love this. Honey, I just need to get them all out. Let's start. I love this line. If you don't get anything else from my message today, I hope you get this line right here. Put your junk on Jesus. Can you say that? Put your junk on. Come on. That should be on a sticker somewhere. Put your junk on Jesus. Amen? Come on. Hey, you got six of them right there? Here, take seven on that one. Yeah, thank you. Put your junk on Jesus. That's how you do it. Cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. Put your junk on Jesus. How many came today worried about something? There's something on your mind. Can I see your hands today? You just worried about something, stressed about something. Put your junk on Jesus. And now junk don't mean it don't matter. It matters, but it's just stuff that's killing you. Put your junk on Jesus. He can handle it better than you. Look at this next one. Know that Jesus loves you and cares for you. Know that. I got to put that on him, but I can't get my weight out, Jesus. Uh-oh. Jesus got to help me. Somebody call Sports Authority. Amen. How we doing? You're doing good, but this one's stuck. Wow. Woo! Amen. Know that Jesus loves and cares for you. There's another one. Thank you. Is the cross leaning or anything or not? Is the cross still standing straight up tall? Is the arms able to handle it? Say. Looks like it's fine to me. Look how I'm feeling. Woohoo! It's pretty cool. I'm doing great. Know that Jesus loves me and cares for me. Let's lose some more because I still got some on me. Resist the devil. Resist the devil steadfastly by faith. You know the verse right after Jesus said he cares for you? Look what he says. Put the scripture up. Be sober. Be vigilant. Don't go around thinking, oh, I love Jesus. Everything's going to be just fine. You got to fight like crazy. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You resist him steadfast in the what? And you ain't got no faith if you ain't cast down your imagination and you ain't cast out into the deep. Don't even think you got any faith. That's how you get your faith. You understand? So you resist him steadfastly, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. One of the most freeing things that you'll ever go through in your life is to start to realize, I'm not the only one that had that problem. How many thought that you were that one, the only one, and nobody else had it, and you were carrying the weight of the world on you? Anybody like that? Be honest with me. Anybody? Yeah. Well, shazam. I'm not. Fight him. Okay? And you can fight a lot better knowing that Jesus has got your back. Amen? I love you. I care for you. That's cast off that darkness stuff you gave me. I took it. It's forgiven as far as the east is from the west, and I'm with you now more than I ever was. Stand against the devil. Say this one with me. Is this the last one, Raji? Say this one. We're going to lose the rest of the weight. I know I may suffer, but I know I'm going to be just fine. Would you say that with me? I know I may suffer, but I know I'm going to be just fine. Well, I'm going to take the vest off. Because you know what? Yeah, help me. But you know why I'm not taking the vest off? Because I still got to have my pack. You see what I'm saying? Even though I get rid of the weight, I still got to carry my pack. Amen? It's still my pack. I still going to have some struggles. Okay? But I'm feeling better. I'm feeling a lot better. How y'all feeling? I've been casting some stuff. I cast it how? Help me. Cast it. And then I cast it out. And then I cast it. And then I cast it. On Jesus. Amen. There's one more right there. How you doing back there? I'm sweating like a pig. Wow. I didn't say it wasn't going to be work. What I said this morning is going to be work. How are we doing? One more? Where is it? Where is it? Isn't it nice to have somebody that helps you? See, that's the other thing. He has people out there for us, doesn't he? Helping us. Some of y'all today, you come to church. It's been a little weird, but I know some of you got some help today. How are we doing? Here we're going. It's that old monkey on that thing. Did we get it? How are we doing? One more. They'll hide on you. Wow. How am I feeling? It's amazing. Even when you got two or three left, you feel good. Why? Because all those other ones are gone. How are we doing? You're going to have to get it out. We are not going out here without all these things out. Where is it? Jesus can handle it. Here we go. How are we doing? How did Jesus do? Come on, let's praise Jesus. Didn't Jesus do good? Right there. That's pretty good stuff. But the God of all grace, who's called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, He'll make you mature. That's the word. Establish you, strengthen you. He'll settle you. You're going to make it. You're going to be just fine. Are you hearing me today? Let's close the message. Here we go. You want to throw away some junk? Here's how we did it. Say it with me. We're done. I will cast down imaginations. Two, I will cast out into the deep. Three, I will cast off the works of darkness. Four, I will cast on Jesus all my cares. And then the message is ending right here. I want you to see it. I'm putting my junk on Jesus. Could we scream that loud? Scream it. Can you say, I'm putting my junk on Jesus. One more time. Act like you're in the South. I'm putting my junk on Jesus. Woo! I love that. I know He cares. I know He can handle it. And then we end the message like this. Come on. Tell Him. You haul it, Jesus. Come on. Come on. Tell Him. You haul it, Jesus. Come on. One more time. You haul it. Pop it up, Raj. You haul it. You haul it. You haul it. He can do it, man. He can help you. Amen? You see, I still got my backpack on, but He was right. I love His authority over me. Feels good, you know what I'm saying? His yoke is on me. I mean, I got it on me. But it's pretty easy right now, isn't it? Whoa! And it's not that heavy. He said His burden was light. It's true. Amen? But I still got it, though. Amen? I've still got my responsibilities. But I unloaded all that junk in my trunk. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.